All right, welcome to the Ignorant Podcast. I'm your host, Dash, with my co-host, JB. We're on season 3, episode 12 now. 13. No, 12. Last episode is 11.
Okay.
That's what we just said.
I thought I just said that there were 12 episodes.
No, I thought you just said we're on 12.
I'm pretty sure I just said there are 12 episodes, so we're on episode 13.
No. Okay, you keep talking. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Bro is...
My mother just texted me. All right, Jack, how was your week?
You know, it's been pretty good. It's been more than a week since we last recorded.
It's been like a month.
Yeah, we recorded in the middle of July. I'm pretty sure I just checked our last episode was on July 20th.
It was. Yeah, I'm literally looking right now.
And it is currently August 22nd. So it's been, just about a month. Anyways, school started and we're juniors now. So.
Oh my, this thing's... I'm literally about to... Oh my... What episode is it? I don't know why Spotify makes me like put episodes in,
because it doesn't even
show. All right. From now on, we are on episode 12 right now.
Anyways, but yeah, so we're juniors now, and there are only sophomores, juniors, and seniors at our high school. But
yeah,
that's just something weird about where we live. And so now we aren't the youngest grade, and
we're awesome now.
Yeah, we're upperclassmen, I guess. That's what that means.
Today was picture day, and you can't wear hats. And I'm the type of guy to wear a hat all the time. So my hair is so like I take it off, I have hat hair. And my hair's short enough, like you can just kind of see. I was trying to faux hawk it, but it just made me look like I had like autism or something. Like it looked like I just had like a bad haircut. Not saying people with autism have bad haircuts, but I'm not denying it.
Yeah. Anyways.
But it's funny because I have my school photo from last year, my ID. Exact same face, exact same smile. Literally, it just looks like a before and after haircut. I'm gonna show you in a second.
You know, there's like a full year in between that. What's funny is at the bottom of your student ID, it has your grade. And for some reason, it's three numbers.
It's zero.
Zero. And then it should be 1-1. So out of all my IDs.
Why does it have three numbers then?
I don't know. Anyways, but I have all my IDs from 7th grade on. But I don't have my 11th grade ID because they gave me a senior ID. They gave me one that says I'm in grade 12. And
he's not in grade 12.
I think it's pretty funny, so I'm going to keep it.
Shoot. I'm putting my chair not that high.
There we go.
All right.
Anyways, I think it's pretty funny, so I'm going to keep it. Hopefully, it gets even funnier and I'm put into the senior section of the yearbook, but, you know, we're going to have to wait a little while to see.
Okay, we're uploading this onto YouTube, and you can see the camera quality is so good right now because we actually have a good camera. We have a teacher. I'm not going to say his name because I'm just not going to, but... He's a pretty cool guy, and we're renting a camera from him. So hopefully every week we're just going to rent a camera.
And then bring it back the next day when we're done recording.
Yeah, because I'm getting tired of... Because I think... One second, I'm going to check. Every YouTube video we've recorded has been on a different camera each time.
Yeah, we've had an iPhone.
Because we have four videos on YouTube. The first one we did with my webcam, which is like a 30 FPS. It's not bad, but it's not like... It's fine for streaming, like having a little webcam, but having the full like camera there, it's not good. Then we use my phone, which is actually pretty good, but I like having my phone because sometimes we'll be talking about something and you want to search it up, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And then we use a different camera. In fact, it's right here. It's this camera right here. It's one of these like
camcorders.
People like to call them the porno cameras. I don't know why.
Are they not called camcorders? I'm pretty sure.
No, they're called camcorders, but a lot of people like nicknamed them like porn cameras. But
I don't know why, but I guess because it's just a home movie camera.
Yeah, that's exactly why. But I think that was it. And then wait, what did we use? What camera did we use? Oh, I think we used this camera twice. So this will be the fifth video on the YouTube channel, and then this will probably be the camera we'll stick with. It's actually insane. It's really nice. But
to be honest, I thought we used our a different camera for, I thought we recorded the one with, like, the podcast with the gym bro. I thought we had a camera on that one.
No, is we recorded the first one, but remember the mic sucked?
Yeah.
And then we re-recorded it, and I basically was third wheeling that whole podcast. I honestly, that podcast, it's a fine podcast, but you and Carson are sharing a mic. And if anything, me and Carson should have shared a mic, because most of the time, you and Carson were talking to each other. And I was just kind of like,
because we were just telling stories of stuff that we did. And so it was just like...
No, if you listen to the whole thing, you're like, yeah, I was definitely third wheeling.
I don't know
was too busy
that.
Meat riding to notice.
I'm actually getting tired of that joke. Like, it was funny the first time.
It's not a
time.
Joke.
It was like the
it's
funny,
not a joke.
It was funny
it's
the
not,
first, like,
it's
100
not,
times.
Jack, the thing is, it's not a joke. That's the problem.
He's not even here. He doesn't even live in this country.
Yeah, but, and you still meet right him.
Bro.
Bro. All right. Well, what I was going to say is, for these cameras, you have to have, like, an HD capture card or whatever, like a small one. And so I bought a new one for this camera, like, when we were, like, a couple months ago when we were trying to record them again. And they're expensive. Like, they're not, like, crazy expensive, but they're, like, $20. And $20, it's $20 that I don't have. And so I had to buy...
You're so broke, it's actually insane.
So I had to buy one for this, and then I was cleaning out my... Because I moved my room around, I was cleaning it out, and I found out I already had one that I bought from years ago when I used to stream on Twitch a lot. So I never even had to buy one. So now I just have two of them. So if one breaks, we won't be fussed.
Did you put your new desktop on, or is that the old one still?
No, that's the new one.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. I kind of forced Jack to go into IKEA yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much just going to IKEA.
It was literally like, hey, Jack, you trying to come to IKEA after school? I'll buy you food. And he's like, yeah, because he wanted food. We went to IKEA, we didn't eat. And
I probably would have gone to IKEA either way, but, and then, did you just shake your head at
me? I didn't do that.
Anyways, then we didn't even get food after. Like, I don't really care, but, like, we just went to IKEA.
No, because after I just dropped, like, $60 on this desk. Because, like, Jack, I don't think I'd buy you food. He's like, come on, man.
Man. Yeah, it's all right. Anyways, the IKEA experience, you walk through that store. You walk through all the stuff, and, like, there are, like, shortcuts. I'm pretty sure, like, that you can take shortcuts.
You could walk right through, but... You know, I'm a real man and didn't take shortcuts.
Yeah, you do the respectable route. The thing is, it makes sense when you're upstairs. You're walking through basically, like, household
like couches,
sets.
Couches, beds,
you go down,
desks.
You go downstairs. It is seriously like the back rooms. Like, it lasted, like, 3 times longer than I thought it would. Like, I thought we would go downstairs, and it would take, like, 8 minutes
cool,
to
well,
get to
the downstairs, this is what they have downstairs. They have, like, so upstairs they have, like, desks, like, they have, like, furniture upstairs, and then downstairs it's, like, lights,
sheets.
Batteries, sheets, plates, silverware.
Hats, like...
Oh, yeah, there's these stupid IKEA bucket hats that I see dumb idiots wear.
Yeah, if you wear a IKEA bucket hat, get out of here.
Yeah, no. I'm...
Nah.
Yeah, so, last podcast we did, I'm gonna be dead honest, dude, I did not want to do it. It sucked, honestly.
It's not the best.
It's because the whole time I didn't know what to talk about. Jack didn't know what to talk about. I also just didn't really want to do it. But
yeah, that's why
we powered through.
That's why we kind of just thought, like, let's start it up when school gets back in.
No, that's not what happened.
Well, that eventually
happened. That's kind of when I was like, I don't really want to do it till school started. But I like the thought that I didn't. Basically, I just stopped making plans with Jack to record it, and then Jack is a dumb idiot and doesn't make plans with me like at all.
Yeah.
In fact,
the end of summer, I did like cancel a lot, and that was my bad.
At the end of summer, dude, you've been doing this since 8th grade.
No way.
You've been doing this since I met you, dude. I remember there's been a couple times you're like, hey, we're going to hang out, and you had to do so many chores like, let's just hang out tomorrow.
Is not me canceling. That's my parents making me do a bunch of chores.
That's still you canceling, dude. No, what? I'm not. You've been canceling since day one. I'm not going to lie.
Nah.
I'm not going to lie.
Not in the same way that, like, Mirari thinks that I'm canceling.
No. It's the same way. Because, dude, it's actually bad how much you cancel.
Kate, well, I'm a new man.
No,
right?
You're not, dude.
Yeah, I am.
You were still so late today. Okay.
Late? I never promised a time.
Well, I assumed you said I just assumed we're gonna do it right after school.
Yeah, well, I thought so, but you know,
so you were late.
There were different plans than I thought. What happened is my brother's moving back to college today, and my mom and my brother didn't pack up at all for him. And when I came home, I had to help him. And
so you're basically explaining that you were late.
Yeah, but I didn't cancel because I'm here.
Yeah, you didn't cancel, but you were still really late. So yes, you may be a new man, but you're not that much better.
No, it's better than not being here. Way better.
And Jack, don't act like you're not canceling anymore. Because this is the first time you probably haven't canceled in so long. The last time
that's why I'm a new man, man.
It's been one time.
This is the first of many.
I'm not gonna lie. Today I was really praying on Jack's downfall because we were hanging out yesterday, and I was trying to get him over, and he was like, man, I want to take a nap. I'm a fat lazy frick. And
oh
I was
my
like,
gosh,
and I was
bro.
Like, all right, if you don't hang out tomorrow, I'm actually gonna be pissed. And I was praying on his downfall so I could hold it against him that he got canceled again. And I mean, I really thought he was going to because it was taking him, what is it? It's 6:30.
Yeah, I came over at around 6. It was like 5:50 when I left.
Yeah, so.
So.
He barely made it.
I don't know. When did you text me? Hold on.
When I text you to come over?
Yeah,
I texted
you. Said,
you
I'm home now
at 3 o'clock. That is
3:08.
3 hours, dude.
But like, it's not like that big of a deal, really.
You say that because you were the MF who canceled, or you're the MF who was late. That's like, I don't know. I was gonna say that's like me being late to a wedding. Let's say I'm the best man, right?
Uh-huh.
In a wedding, to your wedding, and I was like, again, 3 hours late. It's not that big of a deal.
What? Bro,
it's not that big of a deal.
Bro.
Obviously, those don't correlate as much, but I'm just saying, like. You can't be the guy to say it wasn't that big of a deal because you were the guy who was late.
The thing is, I need to know what my family's doing better, and also they need to stop being so spontaneous with what they're doing.
Maybe you should just kill them.
That's a plan, isn't it?
Dang, dude. I, like, bumped the light up once, and it made the light way better. I made the lighting way better.
Huh.
We only have, like, one light in here. We have, like, a ring light. That's about it. But that's all we really need, because this camera's actually pretty good.
Yeah, like, we're chilling.
I'm not going to lie, this is... I forgot what to say. What?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, I...
Anywho. Do you have any teachers that say that? Anywho?
Anywho? Oh, who did say that, bro?
There's so many teachers I'm like, anywho.
I have my math teacher is like... She's pretty good. She's pretty good at what she teaches. Me and M. Perez are in his class. Her class, sorry. Bebo, if you will. Me and Bebo are in his class.
Name drop. Name drop.
No.
Name drop.
Dude, anyways.
How many times are we going to name drop Mirari in our ignorant days?
Lots of times. But, like, it doesn't matter. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways. Yeah, we're in her class. She's better at teaching than a lot of math teachers. And
I'm never going to forget my ninth grade math teacher. She pulled me out of the grave. I'm not going to lie. I was a dead man back in ninth grade. In fact,
You're a dead man sophomore, bro.
Okay, you shut up. It was probably about the same ninth grade than sophomore, but for first semester at least. Mm-hmm. First semester, I failed both terms, and then she was like, she pulled me in. She was all like, if you get an A for third term, I'll give you a passing grade for first term, and if you it's the same for
second,
fourth, yeah,
fourth and second.
And I finished her class second semester with 100%, dude.
That's
and she was actually good at teaching math. I was just being a lazy frick at the beginning of the year.
That's fire, bro.
But I'm on that math grind
so,
again.
Yeah, yeah. This brother failed 10th grade math and is repeating it right now. So he,
brother, on the podcast, that's messed up.
It's just a funny topic. Like, I don't really care.
No,
like,
it's
honestly,
not like
honestly math pest.
No,
7th grade.
Okay,
like,
it's not
so.
Like I was, like, trying really hard and I still failed. It's just I wasn't trying and I failed.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's not that big of a deal.
Like,
and then
I'll
just do a packet.
I don't really care. It's just funny to think that you and my little sister at one point in this year, because you were reviewing
ninth grade
math, and she's doing freshman math right now.
Oh, is she freshman?
No, she's a grade ahead, like, in math.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Dang. Good for her.
So... That was a funny thought I had yesterday. I was like, oh, he's in kind of the same.
I actually got homework to do after this.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
I'm just kind of waiting for the answer key to come out so I can.
You're one of them.
No. Not like so I can cheat, so I can actually check my answers.
Oh, yeah, fire. What?
No, so I can cheat so much.
What I always did is if I couldn't figure one out, you just look at the answer, and then you figure out how that answer came to be. And then you.
Or if you don't figure it out, you look at the answer like, okay, I'll just skip this one then.
Yeah, that happens a few times, especially. Okay, my worst term is always the one right before Christmas. I like fall off so hard every time. By that I mean I get a B in one class, but it's happened both years now.
By Christmas, like by Christmas?
Yeah, like second term. And where like I got a B plus in biology in freshman year, and then last year I got a B plus in math. And I don't know if it's just, like, me giving up at the end of the semester, but, like, I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. We might need to bring back the mic arms.
Are you getting tired of holding it?
Well, because it was different. It was different on the couch.
Yeah.
But, like, now that we're sitting in it, I'm not going to – I feel bad for you, dude. You're sitting on a dining chair.
How do we show? This is the chair I got.
Like, just stand up. He's literally
straight fire.
He's sitting on a dining chair. I got my look. My chair has like a right here. You can see there's like you can't really see that well, but the back and the head is like a darker color because I've had this chair since like seventh grade and been sitting in it, so it's like kind of like musty. I wonder if I can if I turn down the light. Can you see it? Oh yeah, you can see it now.
Yeah, there you go.
It looks like I'm a greasy MF, but I'm not. I promise. I've just been using this chair. Jack's chair. That chair's old, dude. That chair's probably like That chair's probably like 50 years old.
50?
Probably.
I don't know about that cuz it
No, cuz it was my I think it was my dad's family and my dad is like 60 right now.
It could be.
So, realistically it's probably like 40, but yeah. Still, that's still so long.
That's actually crazy. The dining room table I had when I was like younger, because when I was like in elementary, my family was a lot like poorer, and we had this dining room table, and it had two chairs that matched it. So we bought this dining room table; it could sit six people realistically, and then
had two
matching chairs. We had some folding chairs around, and then we had this like weird wooden chair, and that wooden chair got moved around sometimes. But I used to play random like flash games on my dad's old laptop in that chair. Straight fire.
Yeah, that's pretty fire.
Good memories. Till flash games got taken down essentially because you couldn't allow flash anymore, which is really annoying. But
yeah. I miss Bagel Comics. Bagel Comics is...
Oh my, that was so fire. Bro.
We last year when we started the podcast out again, we probably talked about it a lot, dude. Bagel Comics. No, I think I remember when we talked about it when it got taken down. We're like, no, Bagel Comics. Bagel Comics.
Let's give you a reminder on what it was. Yeah. It was this website. I don't even know how. I remember I found it. So I was in this digital media class, and the kid next to me looks it up, and he's playing like the original Super Mario Bros. Or something. And I was like, what website is that? He's like, it's called Bagel Comics. And I look it up. It has Super Mario 64 on it.
With Tetris, a lot of the unblocked Tetris games on school site are bad. Like, it's, like, bad controls. But, like, that one was glorious. I'm not gonna, like, you could use the arrow keys for most of the other Tetris games. You had to use your mouse and just click it, like, eight times.
Oh, yeah, that was...
It was so bad. But Bagel Comics, dude, when back in the days when me and Jack did After School, ASS, ass, Jack was a G, I'm not gonna lie, dude, because Jack bums a ride with his dad, and last year I didn't have my license because I was 16. So I bummed a ride with Jack, who was bumming a ride from his dad. So basically, I'd go to After School, Jack would join me, I'd be grinding homework for, like, 5 seconds, since we're at Bagel Comics, and Jack would be grinding Super Mario.
Dude, my Super Mario 64 file, my little sister didn't have a school Chromebook, and so she needed to do her homework.
Oh, I remember this.
And I was
this.
Like, you cannot log out of my account because it will delete my Mario 64 file, which had like 90 stars in it. And there's 120 starts.
Yeah.
And you need 70 of them to beat the game, but I wanted to go for 100%. And I had 90 stars, and she logged out of my Chromebook while I wasn't even home. I think we were actually recording a podcast.
I'm pretty sure, didn't she, like, close, like, I thought you said she closed every single tab and then didn't log out. That's what I remember.
I think she did do that, because then my mom let her use her computer so that she could save my thing, but then she deleted all my tabs anyway, so it got rid of my Mario file. So I had to restart that in, like, November. By December, I had them 90 stars again.
And then I got banned.
Dude. Second semester, purely a grind because they got rid of Bagel Comics, man.
I'm not going to lie, dude. I remember the day I tried to log into Bagel Comics and it was banned, dude. I was sitting in math class. I was taking a break from fingerboarding because my fingers were a little hurty.
Yeah.
And I was, no!
Dude, it makes me want to get a normal computer just so I can play it
again.
Dude,
should I lug around my PC? Just set up my monitors and then just start gaming?
Yeah, if I could get a, I don't know if I would want a Mac, but, like, that's what we use in digital media, so if I edit videos, it'd be easier to transfer them.
Yeah.
And so if I had that and then I could do more editing at home, then it would be easy, and then I could use Bagel Comics, as long as you have a VPN.
Oh, I forgot I could play Bagel Comics.
Yeah. And you can have a VPN on your Mac, and then it unblocks everything that the district does. Really nice, by the way. I don't really know what's a good VPN. Just, like, find one, you know, that works and doesn't steal your information.
Yeah. I remember, I think it was last year, but they banned the VPN that everyone was using.
Yeah.
Because there's this...
There's a free one that everyone uses.
No, that's the one it was... Wait, let me see. I think I still have it. I might not have it. It was, like... It wasn't Nord.
Everyone used to be sponsored by NordVPN.
I know, that's why Nord was on my head. But it was just like, oh, it was like Hotspot Shield. I think that's what it was called.
Okay.
And it got banned. They like
I think that there's one called ExpressVPN, and that one works pretty good, and it's not banned.
The thing
you
is,
actually have to pay money, so they can't ban it.
The thing is, I don't like... I don't really need a VPN that much. Like, I'm not on my phone that much at school to need a VPN.
Yeah, right. Just, I would use it because the school blocks music downloading websites, and it makes it so annoying to add anything to your videos.
Oh, I just realized. So, I guess since the last time we recorded, I've deleted Instagram and Snapchat, which, and then months ago, I had deleted TikTok. So now I don't have any. I have YouTube. That's all I have. But I refuse to go on YouTube Shorts. Like, I'm not going on YouTube Shorts because it's YouTube Shorts.
I opened it on Sunday as a joke, and it was like some random trend.
Like Roblox animations I like watch as a joke and
yeah,
radio. That's YouTube Shorts, dude.
Dude, yeah.
But what I was saying is, there's not a lot of YouTubers I don't really watch like YouTubers because they're just not like I don't really care. But Moist Critical, dude, I've been watching,
Moist
like...
Moist Critical's fire.
If you look at my, like my watch history on, like, YouTube, dude, it's just straight Moist Critical. He's so... Because the thing is, it's hard to find people that have, like, good opinions. And everything... He's just right on everything. He's just, like, a... He just knows it, dude.
He's like the Stewie of YouTube, except Stewie has some L takes.
She's like one L take, but yeah.
One L take that we figured out this...
We're not going to talk about this L take because I'm not trying to start another argument with
Will. But let's just say out of like a ton of W takes,
Stewie took one L.
One L. One L for like probably 500 W's, which is insane.
Yeah.
That KD.
I'm going to tell Stewie to listen to this. I'm going to tell Stewie to listen at 24 minutes. So we're only at 24 minutes. I swear we're on like 40.
Really?
No. I didn't think we were that far.
No way.
But I'm going to tell her to listen at 24 minutes and be like, hey, I have a little message for you.
Yeah. The, iShow Speed incident. Ever since he's gone live since that moment, his whole chat is just messing with him. And he played the exact same game that he was playing after the incident.
Jack decided to watch the video at IKEA parking lot. The iShow Speed incident.
Yeah, I definitely found the video. It's it's pretty it's exactly what you think it is. Anyways, yeah, he went live and he played the same game that he was playing, and the same thing happened, like how he died, and he almost did it again, and then he like stopped in the middle,
like he stood up
and
like,
he completely broke character and sat down and like stopped being weird for like 3 seconds.
I always forget that he's like that's like Speed is a character. Yeah. Like I don't know why it, like there's a lot of people like that. Like you know, remember Dr. Disrespect? Yeah. I always completely forgot that's like a character.
Do you know he wears a wig? Like, yeah. That's not even his real hair.
I know. The only thing that's real about him is his fine-ass mustache.
Isn't he, like, 6'5 or something?
No, I'm pretty sure he's tall. I think he's 6'6. He's tall, dude.
That's cool.
Like, he mountains over people. Like, it's
mountains over Tyler 1, who's, like, 5'2".
It's funny when he's playing at, like, the, like... e-sport tournaments or whatever, he'll stand up to take photos of people.
Yeah, he's
and like he's like
towering over everyone.
It's crazy.
That's so funny. What was I gonna say? Bro. You know those like Fortnite mods that people are making to like play the OG
always
game?
Fortnite with this guy.
Well, it's just,
but yeah, I know
yeah,
what you're talking
about. You know
about.
What I'm talking about? People are like, people thought that like they're getting sued over it. But, like, apparently, one of them got sued just because, like, they started making microtransactions and making money off of it. And then they got sued for it. But then Epic Games said it's all right. Like, you can do it if you want. Like, and make fan services. Because emulation is technically legal if you own the game. And since it's a free game, everyone owns it. So there's no question.
Yeah.
But, like... emulation of Super Nintendo games, it gets super weird. But like, there's definitely a gray area, and if you're in that gray area, then you're fine.
Yeah. I can't remember what I was gonna say.
Bro, you were on that Red Dead 2 grind.
Yeah. Oh, now I remember what I was gonna say. But I have been on that Red Dead grind, but not lately. But I'm just saying, me and Jack had the couch before. There's no couch anymore. We're gonna have to find a. This is, I don't know what we're going to do for the podcast, because I don't know if I want to keep doing my little chair. I do, it's really nice being right next to the PC, but.
That is nice, actually.
But, like, this is actually a good spot, but we just need to get my buddy Jack a new chair.
Yeah.
Because he's, I'm not going to lie, dude, that chair's a backbreaker. I'd be eating breakfast in the morning, I'm like, my back.
I haven't eaten breakfast before school in, like, 3 years.
I
that is probably not good for me, but like I never have.
No, because usually I'm not hungry in the morning is a thing, but I kind of force myself because it like, because I usually don't I don't. Well, I won't go to lunch immediately when lunch starts because first of all, leaving just sounds miserable. There's just like 8 million people trying to leave the school all at once, and I like talking to Stewie, and going to Battle Hour I have to do that.
Yeah.
But
leaving out the teacher parking lot isn't as bad, but sometimes there are just a million kids hanging.
Well, and then also, coming back from lunch sucks, too, because parking's not as bad it's not as bad as it is in the morning, because a lot of people don't have fourth periods, but dude, tennis courts are filled to the brim sometimes.
Yeah, so there's
three different, like, main spots to park.
Yeah, there's a main parking lot, and more than half of it is teacher parking.
No.
Which is, like, ridiculous.
No, probably, like, 70% is teacher parking, and then there's Valhalla, which is like all student parking. That one's definitely probably the best, but it's just kind of it's inconvenient. Like it's very.
Like the rec center's right next to the high school, and you can their parking lot extends all the way up to where our basketball stadium is, which is separated from the school a little bit, but it's like still connected.
Yeah.
And then of course there's the back side of the school.
There's tennis court, and then there's like a tiny like. Like, maybe, like, a little bit bigger than a gas station. No, way bigger than a gas station.
What would it be?
I don't know how to, like, maybe, like, a...
It would be, like, the parking lot
in front of, like, a Hobby Lobby.
At, like, a Popeyes. I'm not gonna lie. Like, if you had, like, a grocery store, and then in the parking lot was different, like, restaurants, you know? Like
honestly, it's about a size. Like it's about a size of like a small grocery store, like that parking lot. Like that parking lot's like a
yeah, and like so, but it fills up really fast.
Like if you go to like a Smith's, maybe, and it's like a little bit smaller than the Smith's parking lot.
Yeah, it might be even half of a Smith's. I don't know. It's not that big, but it's a it's
definitely
really
it's
inconsistent because it's either completely full
or completely empty.
Empty.
And the thing is, me and Jack have the same last period, and it's right next to the
both days.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. But it's like right next to tennis courts, so I really try to park there, but it doesn't work out.
Doesn't
not that
work
much.
Out. Yeah, the problem with so since it's like open campus lunch,
we have an hour.
Apparently,
lunch
in
too.
Other states, only seniors can have open campus lunch. Like you can just leave. Juniors and sophomores and freshmen have to stay. And like, that just sucks. But the thing about it is, every year, not only does a class, like the senior class, leaves, so all those guys don't park anymore, but then a new class comes in and none of them can drive. And so at the beginning, the parking lots aren't as bad, but by the end of the year, it's crazy how full the parking lot is. Because, like, everyone wants to
like,
drive to school and feel like a
cool everybody guy. Can drive. Most of everybody can drive. There's, like, a few sophomores that, like,
they're like,
I was one of them whose, like, birthdays are in June. I mean, in, like, summer. So they just don't get there.
Or like
a lazy frick like Jack who just doesn't get his license on time.
Man, I was about to say it, but, like, you had to.
I beat you to the.
To the allegation.
Yeah. Jack, make an apology video right now.
I would just like to sit back and apologize for my actions. I look back on it and realize it was the wrong decision. And
POV Jack making his apology video on canceling too many plans.
I just want to sit back and apologize for the inconvenience of me not giving a
crap. Plus you, pal.
Anyways.
I'm not going to lie, dude. Jack's slowly becoming the antagonist to my story.
No, because I'm on like my hero arc now, or villain arc of not being a canceler.
Dude, you're probably gonna cancel the next plan
I
make.
I'm not gonna cancel.
And I'm gonna rub it in your face. I thought you changed. Me.
I'm not canceling. It's not gonna happen.
Okay, fine.
And the running arc already started. Ran yesterday.
This goofy idiot, well, when I was running all summer and always invited him, he's like, no, I don't want to run. The second school starts, he's like, I think I want to start running. I'm like, no way this MF just said that. And he's actually running. That's what makes me even more mad. It'd make me mad if he just said that, but now that you actually are running. Let's check the last time I ran.
It's all a goal just to. Just to make my senior picture
last time
look
I ran,
freaking
dang,
fire.
I really last time I ran was July 16th. It was actually with Mirari, and I was like really sick. Like, for like a week, I don't even know what I had, but I was just really sick. And Mirari made me run, and it was like I couldn't like basically it was like breathing. I couldn't breathe basically.
Yeah.
And running when you can't breathe is like torture, dude. Because you're running like. Like, you can only, like, inhale. It sucks, dude.
At the beginning of summer, I just, like, was super lazy. And
at the end of summer.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting there. So, July, I tried to, like, did more stuff, but it was mostly just, like, the same thing every time. I went to work, came home, I watched TV, I did whatever I wanted. I stayed up till 4 a.m. every day and woke up at noon, and it was terrible lifestyle. I can't believe I lived that, but
yeah.
Anyways, in August, well, pretty much like halfway through July, I started going back to the gym because I was being lazy frick. And then August was like family trip after family trip. I went fishing. Actually, I talked about this in the last podcast. Right before I left, I went fishing the next day. Like, I went up into the mountains to this crazy secret lake, and I stayed there for a bit. Then it was, like, a week off, and then I went to Flaming Gorge, and then I came back, and then I went to my family's cabin, and then I came back, and then it was, like, 3 days till school started.
So, I didn't do really much. Actually, I climb, like, Boulder. And at the end of, like, end of summer, I was going on the daily. Lately, I try to go every other day, but, dude, so, like, because it was actually after I, deleted all social media, because I'd wake up in the morning, like, eh, there's nothing else to do, and I'd go and climb for a couple hours, eat some Costa Vida, come back, play some Red Dead, and then right now I'm playing the first Red Dead, because I already beat the second one, and I'm not going to lie, dude. It's kind of hard to stay in that grind on the first Red Dead, because it's an Xbox 360 game, so the gameplay is, like, very glitchy and old.
Yeah.
And the worst part, Rockstar, there's, like, basically, it was leaked that they had a new like logo for the first Red Dead, so it was like, we're finally going to get a remaster, and Epic Games basically just licked their finger and stuck it up our butthole, because they posted on their Instagram that they were just re-releasing it onto PS4 and Nintendo Switch for $50, too.
I saw
this.
This
is an Xbox 360 game that's been out for 13 years, and they're just re-releasing it for $50. It's still not even on PC. They didn't even have the audacity to put it on PC, dude.
They put it on Switch before.
They put it on PC. Switch, dude. And
that game is going to run.
Do you want to know what the FPS are running on Switch?
30?
30. They're also running it on 30 for PS4. They're re-releasing it for $50 and running at 30 FPS, dude.
Here's the thing. Nintendo Switch graphics are basically Generation 7 graphics, which is Xbox 360. So the Switch realistically can handle it better. But it does run most games at 30 FPS, which is just terrible. Why? Why? It looks so bad most of the time. Unless, like, the gameplay is completely refined, and the only games that have that is Zelda in both of the games. Both of the games have refined gameplay, and so the 30 FPS looks fine. But the only game with 60 frames is Mario Kart. The only thing it has to run is you and 11 AI driving around.
Every once in a while, like, another person online. Yeah. But, like, who buys Nintendo Switch online? Don't say it.
I have it.
Yeah, but you guys are...
I have the expansion pack, too.
Yeah, but, like...
So I got the DLC for free with it.
They're still... Nintendo 64 I'm just saying, if you look at, like...
And I got how the many Animal people... Crossing DLC for free.
Dang. But if you look at, like, the amount of people that own a Nintendo Switch versus the amount of people that own Nintendo online... It's, like, little to nothing,
it's
dude.
It's bad. Like, and the fact is that most of the games that kids are playing that are online on Nintendo Switch...
Like, I know, I was
like,
going to say...
Kids are definitely playing Fortnite on Switch, and it doesn't even
require... I was going to say, like, if like, Nintendo's, like, decided to switch up and add, like, you had to have online to play Fortnite, dude, their sales would probably go up so much.
Yeah, because kids are playing Fortnite on their Switches. Like, they're playing handheld.
And they'd be singing the We Got Prime Boys song.
We got Prime Boys, we got Prime.
My buddy Elijah's little brother, his name's Cash, and he plays Fortnite on Switch, and we'll sing that song all the time. He's like 7. He's like, We got Prime Boys, we got Prime.
That's so funny. But, yeah, Nintendo Switch Online, I don't know what to think about it, because Mario Kart servers are pretty good, but occasionally they're super laggy. And you hit someone with a red shell, and they crash, but then they just keep driving.
Wait, Jack, are you going to school tomorrow? Place?
Yeah.
And then you're leaving after school?
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas after school.
Okay, I was just wondering, are you going to school tomorrow?
Yeah.
You're going to miss Chubbies on Thursday for PGSN. I guess a class we have. We're going to Chubbies, and Jack's going to be out of town, so you can't eat Chubbies. Free Chubbies. And every time, like, hey, Jack, where do you want to eat? It's one of two things. I mean, it's two of, what's one of two things?
No, I'm
it's either Taco
my
Bell,
palate.
It's either expanding. Taco Bell or Chubbies, or occasionally you'll get Raising Cane's.
This is last year mostly when we had to walk everywhere.
No.
We haven't really eaten after school.
Well, I don't eat fast food. Well, I don't eat, like, most fast food. I make exceptions. But, so.
We went to Panda the other day.
Yeah, and that was, like, my off day. Because most of the time, basically, I just try to stay away from Taco Bell and, like, McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's is not.
But, like those, like, really gross fast food, like, really fast food.
Yeah, like, the fastest of food. It's definitely McDonald's at the top. And I can't even eat Wendy's anymore. It makes me feel sick.
Oh, you finally switched up.
On Wendy's? Yeah, I used to.
I've never been a Wendy's lover. I don't like hate Wendy's, but
like I can eat it. But
Wendy's
like,
is not my first choice.
I haven't hit a Wendy's craving since like November last year. So
yeah, you were meat riding Wendy's for a while.
Bro, can you quit using that term for me? Quit.
Fine, you were riding Wendy's.
Same thing. Yeah, I was hitting Wendy's all the time. But
you know what Marari says? You were sucking Wendy's off with the power of 100 vacuums.
I hate you. Were you there when we were talking about how hamsters died, like on the morning show?
No, but how they always die in the most crazy ways.
Someone freaking left a comment and they're like, yeah, someone sucked up my hamster with a vacuum.
Dude, my sister had a hamster once and we went on a trip and she forgot to feed it and we came back and it buried itself and like died.
No way.
And that's probably the most normal hamster death I've ever heard. Like I saw this one where those running wheels that they have?
Yeah.
One of them got stuck under it and it like squished it to death.
Oh.
So it was like a flat hamster. And the video, the girl's holding like a cigarette. Like she's holding with her two fingers and looking at it, it's like, my hamster. So funny, dude.
So yeah, our high school has a radio station.
And we're on it.
Yeah, I run the show in the morning, so everyone that's driving to school, like a lot of people actually listen to it.
Because I have a radio in my room. I'll just flip it on when I wake up in the morning, and I'll be like, hey, that's
But yeah, so I'm on there. Students are listening in. It's kind of fun.
Dude, why didn't you name drop me this morning?
Why didn't
you name drop me?
Oh, because it's like.
You can name drop me. Why didn't
it's
you say,
a little bit different over public radio.
You should have said DJ my name.
DJ, his DJ name.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say it's like, brother.
And then we also have a TV station for sports. Those are the two classes.
Yeah, so we have our
radio class and then our sports broadcast.
Yeah, I was
going to...
Yeah.
And I am the head...
Which is where we got this very nice camera from. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Teacher.
Mr. Teach. We can ask him if we can name drop him, but probably not. Anyways, but we, anyways, I'm like,
anywho,
I'm the commentator with the sports, so like,
brother thinks he's head commentator.
I am definitely with basketball. Here's the thing. It's kind of a funny joke that's been going on since last year to say I'm head commentator because there's three people that like commentating. It's me,
another guy, and then another guy.
Yeah. Anyways, I was about to name drop him, but Anyways, they both love football a lot, and so commentating with them is super fun on football. But with basketball is my favorite sport, and I'm good at commentating. I know the players. I know the coaches.
Our bounty exhausted. All right, we're going to take like a 10-minute break. Let the camera charge. We'll be back.
Okay.
We're back. We ate some dinner. We had some salad.
Salad and chicken and lemonade.
Pink lemonade, actually.
Quite
but
nice.
we charged the camera. It's pretty charged now, I hope. We also listened to some vinyls because while we were waiting.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool and stuff. So I think we recorded like 35, maybe 40 minutes.
I think we were pretty close to 40. We were at like 38.
Yeah, so we'll record another like 40.
I gotta be home.
I know. We'll record another
My sister's stuck at the house alone. And I also have AP homework, and I hate AP classes. Why did I take them?
That's great for you, Jack.
Anyways.
Oh, yeah, we were going on a rant. It was pretty nice.
It was a good rant. It was a good time.
It was like, me, 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 me. It was awesome.
Me, 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 me.
I don't know what to talk about. I'm gonna be honest.
What was I talking about literally right before?
I actually don't remember. It was something about those classes. I can't remember. But I've seen you make that face so much. I'm not gonna. Dude, I wish I had a photo of you doing that in sixth grade, because I remember you make that face in sixth grade. In fact, I remember exactly the first time I saw you do it. It was when you were taking Taekwondo, and you were trying to get me to take it, and you were like, I'm going to show you my combo, and you did your combo, and you grabbed me, and then you're like, and like, shook me and made face.
It was this weird thing where I'd grab his wrist and, like, turn it around, and then I was like, and he was like,
I've probably seen you make that face every time I've seen you, ever. Like, oh my, it's so funny.
Recently, I've been really addicted to the face. He's also just a brother. Brother. That's what you are always saying.
Yeah, because you're a brother. You're a brother-worthy man. You just be saying something like, brother. There was this one time, this wasn't even that long ago, I was like, oh yeah, this was like the day before school. I had an hour because I had a counselor meeting. I was like, you trying to hang out for an hour? You're like, I got work at 4. I'm like, brother, you got work at 4. And you're like, I have chores. I'm like, brother. And then you hung up. I was like, I know for a fact you may have had chores, but brother, an hour, you had an hour.
Yeah.
And before you go,
maybe just hanging out for an hour wasn't worth it. Ever think of that, buddy?
Dude, shut up. Dude, and want to know how I know for a fact you weren't doing chores?
Why?
Because I went on my Xbox app after, and you're playing Fortnite.
Oh, my.
Bro, I caught you red-handed.
Bro, stalking.
Stalking
me.
I almost sent you a screenshot, but I was like, it's not even worth it.
That would have been
pretty cool. I almost sent you a screenshot and said, brother.
I would have started appearing offline after that.
I know, that's why.
They appear offline, brothers, that are like, if I am online, I'll get so many invites, people will join me every 3 seconds. I'm like, bro, you are not that famous.
That's how Tommy was. He still is like that. He's still always appearing offline. Man, fluff to that guy.
For appearing offline?
Yeah, dude. Fluff is MF Superior offline.
Yeah, dude. Not cool.
Yeah, but basically, moral of the story is Jack cancels a lot. Never hang out with the JB.
Never back down, never what? Never give up?
Brother, you should be telling that to yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Cause you are, considering your name is back, you back down a lot, dude. So bad, dude.
Ugh. Well, I don't know. Man, what are we gonna talk about now? Oh,
dude, we had such a good flow before. Now we don't. It's because
that camera didn't die, dude. That was not.
No, I'm kind of glad the camera died because there was something I really wanted to talk about, but I could not talk about on the podcast. And the second the camera died, I was like, Jack, I'm so glad it died. And then that's what our rant was about.
Yeah,
it was what I was trying to say, but I couldn't say because
the. I was talking about this morning on the radio. So you know how it rained like crazy the other week, like probably like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was like torrential downpour. And Rouch.
I dropped that on your toe.
Yeah. Anyways, so it was raining like crazy, and my house has an apartment in the basement, so to the side you can enter.
Oh, I remember you talking about this.
You can
this,
enter
yeah.
the house, and there's a storm drain there, and it had leaves in it, and so there was water, and it was filling up the stairwell, and it was already like the water was already above the first stair when I looked at it, and I ran back. It was already soaking wet because of how much it was raining. And then I ran inside, and I ran into the door, like into the door, and I just slipped on the ground. I slipped.
It was like the bloop, bloop, and like he's like, the air is like, ah!
It was like the,
and then he,
just
and then,
like that.
And then he comes up, and he's like the birds and the stars, like, ground his head, and then the goose egg, like, and he's like, oh, my head.
My head, ow.
But yeah, that's basically what happened. Anyways, I was actually there.
No, you weren't. I stood up, ran into the garage, grabbed a rake, opened the garage, ran out of it, ran down into the stairwell. It was filling up. Like, the water was above the first stair, and it was against the door.
So if you opened the door, it would have been like, it would have been like Moses.
It would have
been like this Moses parting the sea, but like the side of like where he parted.
Yeah, just and it would literally be like, I mean, it doesn't sound like much, but like 6 inches of rainwater after like literally just 10 minutes of it raining. It was pretty insane. But
yeah, Jack fell so hard and he had to get up. Like he didn't even have time to process what just happened to him. Dude, you ever fall and you stand up, you pull one of the Make sure nobody saw, and then you go. Oh my!
I definitely.
I remember that. In like seventh grade, I had to stay after school cause in math or whatever, and my teacher was walking down the hall, and I saw her slip, and like she was like, and like fell, and I was like, so I'm like looking this way at her, and she falls, and like, I look the other way, so I want to be like, oh my gosh, Mrs. Teacher.
Miss Teacher.
And then she was like, did you see that? That was quite embarrassing. Like trying to laugh it off, but you could tell she was in pain, dude.
She's like.
Inside, she's like, my back.
Closes her door.
But I was in the door with her. Dude, I'm not gonna lie. Lately, I've been on that arcane where like, frick, I wanna do the shiz, but it has to be freaking done. Except I don't say frickin' shiz.
You're already on that grind for school.
That's how it's been lately. But actually, thank the Lord right now. I usually wake up before my alarm, and like look at the time. Like, yes, I have like. 40 more minutes of sleep, but I love waking up before my alarm, because when you wake up first from your alarm, dude, you're so tired.
Dude, like, yeah
so late. But I haven't been late. I'm trying to run for technician at the end of this year, so I'm trying to get all my teachers good size. I'm trying to meet red them.
Dude, that you have to do it. You have to, well, I don't know if I can say that, but you have to.
You have to go to battle hour. You have to turn all your assignments. You have to be on time.
Suck up to them.
And then you have to. You literally just have to be so nice to them. You have to get them to like you,
dude. And it's easy if you pull like random shiz where you're just like talk to them after class for like 3 seconds.
If you just show up to battle hour and like will like actually work, then they like you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I just realized a lot of schools don't have this. Battle hour is basically just like, so we have an hour lunch, but basically it's like it's two battle hours. So the first 30 minutes of one battle hour and the second 30 minutes of battle hour two.
This way you can do homework and stuff and work on stuff in classes, and then teachers can still have a lunch. So they have the designated first battle or second battle, and whichever one they have, the other one is their lunchtime.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like,
but usually kids just like take the whole hour for lunch.
Yeah. Unless you have to do something, then.
Actually, last year, this is what after school was, actually. I was tardy too many times, so they assigned me, like, you have to go to 10 battle. No, originally it was like, you have to go to 5 battle hours. Then I didn't go to the 5 battle hours and was still late, and they're like, all right, now you have to do 10. And if you don't do these 10 battle hours, you can't go to any, like, school, like, events games, like, all. Events at all. And I was like, okay, but I'm just going to do it anyway. So I was basically doing, like, 2 battle hours a day plus after school, which counts as, so I do like 3 battle hours a day.
Dude, after school, so it was the foods teacher.
And everyone,
or home ec or whatever you call it. I don't know if she does home ec, but she definitely does.
She does foods.
And we're sitting in her class and she's on the phone with like,
oh, yeah,
college, and she's all like, oh, these guys are so freaking stupid.
Where are my credits or whatever?
And she's like missing her college credits even though she did all of them. And for her master's degree, and teachers get a significant pay raise with their master's degree, because if they just have their bachelor's, and then they get their master's, it almost goes up like 10 grand on their salary, which is a ton. And so, and obviously that's a huge deal, and then they can't find her records because
they lost
school,
them.
The school she went to changed its name, and in that time kind of lost a bunch of records of students that went there before they changed its name.
I know, I remember it. She was like talking, she was like on the call, she's on the call for a while, and after she was like ranting to us, we're like, oh.
It was kind of funny though.
But I've heard a lot of bad things about that teacher, but after school, she was like chill. Because she gave me
so chill.
I had like 3 more days left, and she signed all 3 of them because I've been like, because I was showing up every day. And I was actually doing work, and she's like, you know, here you go. And I was like, yes! Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for! Woo!
Bro grinded driver's ed in that.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, if I didn't have after school, I would probably not have my license right now.
That's not true. But
no, but I was grinding.
I remember, so the day he finished driver's ed.
Okay, basically, wait. No, I'm going to, okay,
hold on,
you
I
tell.
I just want to talk about the final exam part. So he's doing the final test. And, like, it's asking these questions, and he's just switching tabs and looking up the answer. Which, like, it will alert the teacher, but he doesn't care.
Okay, yeah, the teachers don't get paid enough to care.
Yeah, not at all.
But basically what happened is I skipped module 0 because I thought it was just disclosure document stuff. So, like, oh, I don't need that. So I did all the other stuff, And like months later, I was like, why haven't I done like roading yet? Yeah. And I talked to the instructor. He's like, you didn't do module zero, which is Streets March, which is 4 hours of pain and suffering. You sit there with these stupid things, and it's like, all right, click the windshield for 4 seconds, and click, like, it's basically like simulating, but it's so boring.
It's super
precise.
Yeah,
like, and it's wrong too.
It's not lenient at all. So what is it? It's look at the windshield.
It's look at the windshield for 4 seconds.
Look at the left mirror for less than two seconds. Then back in the windshield for four.
And
then the back mirror.
Yeah, you
then
keep
that,
switching.
Then that, and then
but basically, it says look at the main windshield for 4 seconds, but it's wrong. You had to look at it for five. I literally timed it. I kept doing 4 seconds. Like, what is that? What? I can't do it. And I did. I was like, all right, I'm just going to try 5 seconds. Like, ding. I was like, boss.
Dude.
I hate Street Smarts.
He did it at the wood shop. So literally.
No, I finished my final test and this MF was giving me the wrong answers.
Okay, that was my bad. But what was funny was he was doing the like last module.
I was doing the final final test.
In the wood shop. So he's sanding wood and then he was going click the answer.
I would be sanding wood and I'd do like five answers. But I was like, one of them was like what to do when someone's tailgating you.
Okay, that
and one of the answers, is press your brakes so your taillights come on or whatever. And Jack's like, it's that one. I'm like, you don't brake check them? He's like, yeah, you do. I'm like, no. He's like, and then he tried to explain to me. He's like, brake checking's when you press the brakes.
No,
so,
brake checking's where like you slam the brakes in front of them. So
I know.
They
so they,
stop.
I know. No, so this is what you said. You said when you slam the brakes so they rear end you and you get the insurance money. I'm like, that's a type of brake checking. No, it's just when you press the brakes and. Break you make sure they're like, I don't know, you're paying attention. And I was like, he's like, no, dude, it's not it. I was like, fine, you watch. And of course I got the answer right because I'm not a dumbass. And Jack was all like, he's like, no, dude, it's wrong. I'm like, and like, I, like
that was three, my bad.
3 months I later, did, he's like, yeah, I was wrong.
I did take that final exam at like literally 3 a.m., probably like 2:30, 3, something like that. Because during March, I had elections for student council, and I had driver's ed and, like, prime time classwork, because it's end of term three, just sucks so much.
I'm not going to lie, term three just sucks, because it has the month of February in it, and February sucks for school, because there's no breaks, it's, like, cold, it's all...
Yeah, from January to February and March, there's 2 3-day weekends, and you have to wait all the way to freaking April 1st to get spring break, which sucks. Sucks like crazy.
I don't mind March. March is kind of chilling. Because March is when you're like... I feel like March is the easiest. I don't know why.
March was just an absolute grind for me.
I'm trying to remember what... I guess it was probably easy for me to kind of do anything, but...
And then roading, the step... Like, the one of the final steps of driver's ed, I had to do it at 5 a.m. before school. And I had this one girl. And she was driving. And she literally stopped, like, at a green light. Like, it was green. She slowed down all the way and stopped. And
I did that with Mirari.
The teacher I had was the librarian. He's sitting there. He's like, "So you need to go through the green light." She's like, "Oh," I was like, "Bro."
I did it, but okay. I'm gonna remind you. This is like it's like so late. It's like it's probably like 11:30, which is late for me. I usually go to bed at like 9,
yeah.
And I completely slow down at a green light because I think I was just really used to slowing down because I was hitting every red light. And Mirari's like. It's green. I'm like, oh. And he was like, dude, what were you doing? He's slamming me.
That's pretty funny.
And I was like, at least I have my license. He's like, okay.
Bro finally got his license.
Except he still doesn't drive.
He just doesn't drive anywhere.
No, he's told me. Because he's not confident enough, dude.
Drive by himself?
Yeah, well, he's barely driven. Like, he probably barely has the amount of hours.
That's crazy. I drove everywhere. As soon as I had my permit, I drove everywhere.
Same. In fact, I probably got most of my hours without my parents.
I was like, it was a little weird to drive for the first time without anyone, but like, you get so used to it.
I'm not going to lie, dude. The driving alone experience was like, look, when I got my license, it wasn't new to me because I've like, my cousin Tommy, he lives straight down the road and we'd hang out and I'd go and pick him up. And so basically, like, I've driven alone a lot. So, like, by the time I was, I was like, oh, this isn't that fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely didn't drive alone for a while. I got my license, and I literally didn't use it till like, a month later.
Because parents didn't let him. Because he wasn't on the insurance yet. I'm still not on the insurance.
Okay, that was so annoying when I wasn't insured. So annoying.
Because the thing is, it doesn't really matter unless you get in a crash. Like, if you get pulled over, it's more of like a slap on the wrist. But if you get in a crash, then that's when it's kind of...
if you get in a crash, it can, like, ruin you, though. You know? Because, like, fixing a car costs a ton. But then the insurance covers a lot of it, and you only have to pay the tiny bit. But then your rate goes up. But it's, like... it's definitely not as bad as, like, not having it.
Yeah.
It's also illegal to not have car insurance, so... which is kind of weird.
Well, because the thing is, the car would be insured, mm-hmm. but you wouldn't be on the... like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, again, it's like, more of a slap on the wrist unless you get in a crash and it's your fault. Like, I think that's when it, like, really, really matters.
Yeah, you could definitely get away with it if you didn't... if you weren't insured, but the car was... so, I don't know.
I don't know why my brain just, like, was like, oh, you're on a podcast, and it reminded me. Have you seen the, like, the frat boys? They're, like, have, like, a pod... I don't know what the podcast is called, but basically the whole time they're like, Andrew Tate, like, worshippers. So oh, they'll always be like, women are cheating bastards, blah, blah, like, just everything about women. And every once in a while they have a woman on the podcast, and it's so funny, because basically those... it's, like, three guys on the podcast, and it's basically, like, three brain cells, but they're all, like, arguing over each other. So they're all, like, so blah, blah, blah. But and then whenever they have a girl on, the girl will get out, like, maybe three words before they, like, brutally interrupt her. Be like, okay, you're an exception, but all women are so ugly. So there's this one time this guy was talking about, he's like, if my wife, after we're married and have kids, and she starts getting ugly, I'm going to be straight up with her and divorce her. You cannot be my wife and be ugly. He's getting so mad. And all the guys next to him are like, true, bro, true.
That makes sense, bro.
Yeah, it's all, like... it's so funny. And it just reminded you of that. I don't know why.
It's actually crazy. Yeah, I feel like everyone tries to have a podcast now. Like, post.
Yeah, but we're also, like, not, well, you know.
What?
We're definitely one of those guys, too. It's not like...
well, yeah, but we made our podcast in 2019.
Yeah, which makes it even worse. We started in 7th grade.
That's actually hilarious, though, because we were...
oh, it's funny. Me and Mariah the other day, we were listening to the first podcast in the car, and then we played the first one, like, you know, the Sprite Cran, like, one where we tried.
I think
that's our best podcast. I'm not gonna lie, because
Sprite Cranberry one.
Because it was the first time we got the new mics, and we were so excited about having new mics that we, like, it was like an hour and a half too.
Yeah,
we need to hop back on that grind. We need to start. This is what we need, because what we did, we just recorded every Saturday. That's what we need to do again.
Yeah.
And it gives me time to actually edit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we can definitely do it when I'm, like, not working and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why we didn't record every Saturday, because neither of us had to work, because we didn't have... those are woodshop days.
Dude, woodshop days were awesome.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. We
made
bank.
That woodshop grind was fire.
It, like, sucks. Like, I'm still technically employed, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
That Christmas grind, and I got fire presents for everybody, because I actually had money. Like, I, like, dude, that was just my best year for presents. Every present I got was, like, crazy good.
Dude, yeah, me too.
I spent that money, dude.
I worked for, like, ESPN, like, literally ESPN, and I was broadcasting the girls' volleyball, like, state championship. I made $1,000 from them.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
I used that money to get crazy Christmas presents, and then I bought a Switch, and I bought some other stuff, and now it's gone. That was also last year, so, like, it's been a while, but still remember those days. It was pretty great. Anyways.
Anywho.
Yeah, we actually figured out where that came from.
It's from our English teachers. But, like, we both have two, like, we have separate English teachers. I think it's just an English teacher thing to say anywho.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I forgot about that thumbnail with me in the crashed car. I haven't even...
It's
so dumb.
No, it's so funny because I love doing you dirty in thumbnails. Except I only really did you dirty in that one thumbnail.
With the freaking cannonball, dude.
Oh, the cannonball.
The cannonball, he photoshopped me on some fat...
okay, the reason I searched up cannonball, like I couldn't, like... but it was, like, the only... like, there's others I really tried. And I tried to put my head on it, too. But, like, it just didn't fit as well, so I put you on. I was like, it's perfect. Like, it's sad how perfect it is. And then I used it, obviously. It's some fat guy, like, some fat guy red t-shirt. And I put Jack's face on. He's, like, jumping doing a cannonball.
You know what was fire?
I'm not going to lie, dude. That the one where you're laying in the pool, that one's so fire.
Dude, what my favorite thumbnail I made was the Sprite Cranberry one. It was just a picture of you, and then this yellow arrow and a Sprite Cranberry. And this was when I was first learning Photoshop, and I was, like, one of the first, like, successful, like, thumbnails I ever made. Or, like, Photoshop that wasn't completely garbage.
Yeah.
Because I figured out how to pull images from the internet that aren't the worst thing you've ever seen in your whole life, so.
I'm still working on my... I've been using that knockoff Photoshop site since 7th grade. So I've been using it until I got Photoshop, which was, like, a month ago. And, yeah. Yeah, it's probably about 2 months ago now. But I don't use Photoshop that much.
I need to learn After Effects, even though it's super annoying and hard.
I actually made a podcast intro on After Effects. I literally watched, like, a YouTube tutorial made in, like, 5 seconds. It's, like, kind of choppy, but it's chill.
Nah, it's hard.
And that's kind of what I'm using as a logo. The
I'm just looking
circle.
Back and kind of nostalgic over that Doofenshmirtz,
Doofenshmirtz thing.
The Incorporated one.
The Ignorant Podcast.
That one's sick, dude. And then the white arrow.
It's the Spotify to YouTube. That's funny.
Dash was in a skating video. That's one of them.
Probably. I remember that skating video. It's when I just figured out I can use my school account. But my PC was all being stupid and, like, wouldn't let me install it because it wasn't up to date or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so I tried to install it on my mom's... I installed it on my mom's computer. But Photoshop on Apple computers is, like... Like, It's like me trying to write left-handed. Like, it just doesn't work.
The only thing I hate about Apple computers is the Apple mouse.
Well, I was also... I wasn't even using a mouse. I was using a... Like a...
Touchpad?
Yeah, a touchpad.
Oh, dude.
So, I was like, fuck this. I'm going back to my stupid idiot knockoff Photoshop. And it looks fine. I mean... I'm not gonna lie, but that thumbnail looks so out of place because it's not, like, blue.
The stairs one or the Doofenshmirtz
one? The stairs one. Because the Doofenshmirtz one, that at least has a little bit of blue.
And it says ignorant on the building, which is straight fire. But, this new Photoshop beta has this AI filler, like, AI generator. And Adobe Firefly is this AI generator.
Oh, Adobe Firefly. That's... I was streaming today, and I was trying to find it. I'm going to actually write that down.
I love using it. It's so fun.
Keep talking.
Yeah, like, so I made this dumb background for sports broadcasting on my computer. It has just this angry polar bear in it. And you can use those images and not be copyrighted at all because it's completely new. It's never existed ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
I was streaming today. I'm slowly starting to stream on Twitch a little bit more. So if you want to join me, you can go ahead and do that. It's twitch.tv/jankyslive. JANKS. Wait, no. JANKYSLIVE.
You going to play Fortnite on there or what?
No. Maybe. I'm literally just going to try to play so many different games. I might hop on some Red Dead on there, but probably not because my Xbox is not even in this room. But I do have Red Dead on my computer. I could just replay story mode. Okay, Red Dead 2 story mode is like, it's like a 60-hour game, like gameplay, plus cutscenes or whatever, and I finished that shit in a week.
That's crazy.
Like, I already grind for like 5 hours a day. Okay, the first two chapters I've already played, so I skipped all those cutscenes.
Yeah.
So it kind of shortened the game a lot more. But still, a week is crazy, dude. Basically what I was doing those days is waking up, playing a buttload of Red Dead, climbing, coming home, playing a buttload of Red Dead, and going to sleep.
I would play Fortnite, and I'd be in his party, and he'd be playing Red Dead.
And I'd be like, oh, what?
He's like, no way this just happened. And then he's like, be quiet for a minute. There's this crazy cutscene. And then he's like, dude, this Red Dead chick is hot. And I'm like, bro.
Oh, yeah. Red Dead shorties are unmatched, dude. If I could marry one fictional character, dude, it would be hard to choose, but it would definitely be a Red Dead shorty. There's, dude, I'm going to do that on one of my streams. I'm going to rank Red Dead shorties.
Red Dead shorties.
Oh, my. Punch my mama in the throat. Dude, there's this girl named Karen in it. She's, like, kind of fat, but I'm actually going to pull. I'm going to pull her up, dude. All right, you keep talking.
All right, we're gonna see this Red Dead shorty, and The other day, Dash was on the morning show with me, and we ranked cereal.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a cereal called Gorilla Munch.
Look at her, dude.
Damn.
You can see why I like her, right?
That's crazy.
So there's her. Oh, my dude. I'm literally in love. Like, look at her, dude. She's just everything I ever wanted. So she's there's Karen from Red Dead. There's another girl named, like, Mary. I think it's, like, Lynn. I'm such a Mary, because that'll probably show up. She's this girl, dude. Oh, my.
Bro.
There's her. Okay, she's... And there's this girl named Sadie, and she's, like, she's a badass in the game, too. Makes her even hotter. Like, look at her, dude. She's blonde. Do you not... Are you seeing this, dude? She's like...
This is just...
There's also another one. I know there's another... Oh, yeah. It's, John's wife. What's her name? Abigail. I don't know how to spell it. Yeah, I think that's it. Oh, okay. These photos do were dirty, but she's hot. Yeah, look at her, dude. Aw. She's not naked in that. She's just wearing a wedding dress. Okay, this photo is, like, taken from, like right here and up, but she's wearing a wedding dress. So, like,
it's like naked.
Yeah, so it looks like she's... maybe she is.
That's pretty weird.
But I'm just saying, I love Red Dead shorties.
We should rank the cartoon characters, how much you had a crush on them.
If you ever watch Total Drama Island, Lindsay is a 10, Gwen is a 10, yeah, that's about it.
I never really watched that show.
And then, Teen Titans, the OG one, Starfire. Raven's a 10, and Starfire's an 11, and Starfire's sister, dude.
Starfire's evil sister.
Is like a 15 out of 10, dude.
Dude, Starfire's evil sister is...
She's like a goth version of Starfire.
Yeah.
What else? Daphne, freaking 12 out of 10.
Dude, Daphne carries. She carries.
But, have you seen the Velma show?
Oh, yeah.
That thing's so bad. I watched one episode once. It was, like, hard to get through.
Dude, it doesn't even have Scooby in it. What is that? And Shaggy's black.
His name's Norville. He doesn't even go by Shaggy. Cause you know how Shaggy's name's like Norville Shaggy Rogers?
Yeah, his name is Norville, and then his nickname is Shaggy.
No, I think it's his middle name is Shaggy. Or something like that. So. Oh, maybe it's his name. But yeah, they call him Norville in the show. And then Fred, he's like in the show, he's like so full of himself. And he's like, his character's like has like a small penis, and that's like his whole character. Where he's like embarrassed by his small penis.
That is really lame.
Yeah.
That's not even funny.
And one of the trailers, it's so bad. One of the trailers for the show is literally just, like, making fun of people who like Scooby-Doo. That whole show was just to make fun of Scooby-Doo fans.
Scooby-Doo is fire.
Scooby-Doo is fire,
Scooby-Doo
dude.
Fans should have a...
I'm not going to lie, dude. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Is better than What's New Scooby-Doo, but What's New Scooby-Doo is still so fire.
Dude, yeah, they're both fire. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? It's
just OG, dude.
It's OG. It's got all the classic villains, those things.
And you know the Batman and Robin...
Yeah,
not the Brave and the Bold one. That one kind of sucks. But the OG Batman or like the 70s one.
Yeah, the one from the new Scooby Doo movies. That's what in the 70s. That's what they're called.
Yeah,
they have some with Batman. They have one with the Three Stooges.
Oh yeah,
they have some with freaking the Harlem Globetrotters. That's fire, dude. Yeah. I have all those on DVD. Do you know that?
That's fire, dude.
It's straight fire. My family in the future, they're watching Scooby Doo. They ain't watching these new shows, man.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, your family right now. You're talking about your kids.
Yeah. My kids in the future, they're watching Scooby-Doo, bro.
That's great.
That's facts.
I'm going to eat my kids. I'm going to make my kids play Red Dead at, like, age 5, so they grow up being like, ooh, they grow up knowing what real women are.
They grow up knowing that what a bloody corpse.
They grow up knowing that I would cheat on my wife with any of the women in Red Dead. They just grow up with knowing that knowledge.
Dang. That's crazy. Well, I have to get home, actually.
All right. Well, we're at 30 minutes, so we've got about an hour. We've had an hour.
Good podcast. We're back.
I don't know who's going to be running the Instagram, because I don't have Instagram, so.
I have the Instagram.
Yeah, but I have all the photos. I have it on my computer. I can still probably manage.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, so follow the Instagram at ignorantpodcast
_ maybe. Let me actually check.
I am pretty sure that's it.
Yep. Instagram is the ignorant podcast _. YouTube is the ignorant podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And yeah, we'll try to be back. I just, yeah.
Sick.
Bye-bye.